Now, when Jesus said, "Follow me," he wasn't calling us to an easy life. Becoming fishers of men called for life-changing commitments from us and from our families.
When I wore my bridal veil and wedding gown, I said my vows and dreamed of how we'd settle down. Of course I thought my husband ought to stick around, but now it seems that the man of my dreams is always out of town. Well, I guess I married a traveling man, but I've met Jesus, so I understand that when you find the truth, you will follow him anywhere.
Anywhere.
When you find the truth, you'll follow him anywhere. I thought he'd come straight home from fishing every day, but sometimes the way of God is not a woman's way. My mother rolls her eyes and softly sighs, oy vey, and wonders how I'll be able to smile each time he goes away. Well, I guess I married a traveling man, but I've met Jesus, so I understand that when you find the truth, you'll follow him anywhere. When you find the truth, you will follow him anywhere.
Even when the other brothers and I started traveling with Jesus, we didn't yet realize what he really was or the extent of the power of God on his life. But our eyes began to open when we went with him to a wedding in Cana. It was the most incredible thing I'd ever seen up to that point. They had run out of wine and the host was about to be terribly embarrassed. Jesus' mother Mary brought the servants to him and said to him, "Do whatever he tells you." Then she just walked away, confident that he could solve the problem. Well, he had the servants fill 6 stone water jars with water and then draw some of it out and take it off to the steward. It had miraculously been turned into very good wine. Nobody would have dreamed he could do that, except his mother, this woman. What an impact she had on my life. If you want to know how to find favor with God, you can't find a better example than this lady. She knows the way.